An Orillia city councillor hopes to see meaningful action on the pervasive smell that has plagued parts of the city over the past year. Polytethics Industries' production of lavender-scented bags has led to a strong scent lingering throughout parts of Orillia on numerous days, with residents complaining the scent can be so strong that it has prevented them from enjoying their yards or neighborhoods. The Forest Avenue plant drew the ire of residents and local officials at public meetings with Polyethics Industries and provincial officials, which has led to the company putting together an abatement plan to address the scent over the coming months. The fourth public meeting of the year was originally scheduled for July 4 but has been postponed as officials from the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks are unable to attend that day. With a pervasive smell impacting the lives of numerous residents, Polyethics Industries has submitted an abatement plan to the province to tackle the issue. Greg McGrath Gowdy, Orillia Matters file photo. When that meeting takes place, Ward 1 Count. Whitney Smith hopes to see progress on the scent, which she says extends well beyond the plant. I would like to see that there's some sort of progression, Smith told Orillia Matters. I don't think they're being good community partners right now. They have neighbors that are complaining about a lot of issues. After the last public meeting in May, Polyethics was given until May 24 to put together its abatement plan, which includes installing air makeup units, developing a pre-test plan and collecting emissions samples, and working with a consultant on options to abate the odor, a process scheduled for completion by the end of October. During that meeting, ministry officials also said the company will need to submit a new environmental activities sector registration document, as its 2021 document is no longer valid because of changes to the facility. The fact the facility is not in compliance with provincial regulations, according to Smith, should be grounds to shut its operations down until the issues are resolved. As far as I'm concerned, the provincial government should be shutting them down until they reach full compliance, whatever degree that is, she said. That, to me, seems fair. Everybody else has to abide by the laws and has to make sure, for their businesses, that they operate within bounds of the law. Smith and numerous residents have also raised concerns about the potential health effects of the plant's emissions, though Polyethics officials previously stated there are no known harmful effects. I understand that they're saying that there's nothing wrong, but it's one of those situations that, like in situations in the past, they find out years later that, maybe there was something wrong with the chemicals used, so it's concerning, she said. However, Polyethics officials, in a statement to Orillia Matters, stressed their facility's emissions are not harmful, in any way. The smell that the complainants are referring to is not toxic, noxious, or harmful in any way to animals, plants, or humans, said Polyethics CEO and President Derek Reinard. We would not expose our employees or neighbors to a toxic substance. Any claims otherwise are simply not correct and disappointing to hear. Reinard conceded some of the facility's neighbors find the scent offensive, but he said there are numerous residents who have not experienced any issue at all. However, there are citizens that would like us to eliminate the smell as they find it offensive. We respect that, Reinard said. We are happy to work with the ministry to alleviate this issue as much as possible and as expeditiously as we can so that we are the best corporate citizen possible. As Polyethics works to resolve the smell, Smith hopes for more transparency from the company moving forward. She said her own interactions with company officials have ranged from nasty emails to radio silence. I would like to see some transparency, real transparency. We asked them many questions in that meeting and got these very roundabout answers. For me, I'm looking for yes or no answers on some of these things. Is this harmful chemicals that you're putting out? Yes or no? She asked. There needs to be very clear transparency about what they're putting in the air in this community. Polytethics has complied with all government regulations and requests from provincial ministries over its 33-year history, Reinard said, adding his company is a proud user of recycled plastics in its production process and a proud member of the community. I am a third-generation Orillian with deep roots in this city. We work here, we live here, we shop here, we spend our leisure time here. We are not a nameless, faceless organization with a random head office in a foreign country, he said. In fact, my family and I live closer to the facility than almost all the complainants. We all want the same things, and we are committed to a long-term solution that works for everyone.